Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. My name is Rakesh, and today we have yet another bulletin of yet another good day that India had at the Asian Games. India won their first gold medal in the men's javelin event at the Asian Games. Neeraj Chopra cleared a distance of 88.06 meters to win the gold. The only other medal India won in javelin throw at the Games was in 1982 when Gurtej Singh won a bronze. Chopra's first throw travelled 83.46 meters and he fouled his second attempt. The 20-year-old hit his winning mark in his third attempt. The Asian champion dominated the field as he improved on his own national record of 87.43 meters. That mark was achieved in Doha during the Diamond League series in May. Chopra is the world junior record holder with 86.48 meters. He has been in great form this season, consistently topping the 85-meter mark. He won the Federation Cup in March with an 85.94 meter throw. Chopra also won a gold at the Commonwealth Games with a throw of 86.47 meters. Meanwhile, none of his competitors managed to throw beyond 85 meters this season. Chao Tsun Cheng of Chinese Taipei, who recorded a throw of 91.36 meters last year, was expected to pose a stiff challenge. He could only throw a best of 79.81 to finish fifth. The silver went to Liu Qizhen of China, who had a best throw of 82.22 meters, and Pakistan's Arshad Nadeem won the bronze with an 80.75 meter throw. Veteran long-distance runner Sudha Singh finished in second place in the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase event. Sudha won the silver after finishing the race in 9 minutes and 40.03 seconds. This is her second Asian Games medal. She had won a gold in 2010 in the same event. Winfred Yavi of Bahrain won the race in 9 minutes 36.52 seconds. Third place went to Thi On Nguyen of Vietnam, who finished in 9 minutes 43.83 seconds. Sudha's personal best this season is 9 minutes 39.59 seconds, which came during the National Interstate Championships in June. Darun Ayasami won the silver in the men's 400-meter hurdles event and set a new national record in the process. Darun completed the race in 48.96 seconds, finishing behind Qatar's Abdulrahman Samba, who came first. Ayasami beat his own national record of 49.45 seconds. The 21-year-old from Tamil Nadu was in fourth place until around the 300-meter mark, but went past two competitors in the final 100-meter stretch. India scored another medal in athletics when Nina Varakil finished second in the women's long jump event. Varakil's best jump of 6.51 meters, her fourth attempt, won her the silver medal. Vy Thi Thu Thao of Vietnam won the gold with a jump of 6.55 meters. China took the bronze with Shaolin Xu's 6.5 meter jump. On to badminton news now from the Asian Games. Both PV Sindhu and Saina Nehwal had made it to the semi-finals in the singles competition, sparking hopes of an all-Indian final. That was not to be. Saina Nehwal lost to Tai Tzu Ying in her semi-final match. The world number one from Chinese Taipei beat Saina 21-17, 21-14 in 36 minutes. This is Saina's 10th straight loss to Tzu Ying. Three of those losses were in 2018 alone. Tzu Ying got off to a good start, leading 4-1, but Saina pulled things back, drawing level at 8-8. At 19-16, Tzu Ying smashed another backhand from Saina to grab a game point and won the game when Saina sent one beyond the baseline. In the second game as well, Tzu Ying outplayed Saina, eventually winning it 21-14. Tzu Ying will now meet world number 3 PV Sindhu in the final. Sindhu beat world number 2 Akane Yamaguchi of Japan 21-17, 15-21, 21-10 in a tense semi-final that went on for 65 minutes. She made more than a few unforced errors in the second game and lost it 15-21. The match also featured a 50-shot rally in the third game. Sindhu won that point, pulling away to a 16-8 lead. She eventually took the game 21-10, winning the semi-final. The final between PV Sindhu and Tai Tzu Ying will be played later today. Some great news coming in from table tennis for India. The men's team stunned Japan 3-1 in the team event quarterfinals, assuring a medal for India in table tennis at the Asian Games for the very first time. Sathya Nyanasekaran recorded a straight games victory over world number 28 Jin Weida, beating him 11-9, 11-9, 11-7. Sharad Kamal, ranked 33 in the world, beat world number 19 Kenta Matsudaira 11-8, 12-10, 11-8. Japan pulled one back as Masaki Yoshida defeated Harmeet Desai in 5 sets, 9-11, 14-12, 8-11, 11-8, 11-4. Satyan then recorded his second win, overcoming Matsudaira in four sets, 12-10, 6-11, 11-7, 11-4. It did not matter to the Indian players that Japan's top three players were missing from the competition. Sharath Kamal went on to say, and I quote, "At the end of the day, it is an Asian Games medal. I never dreamt of it," unquote. He did, however, add that his win over Japan was not entirely unexpected. He said, "We had come close to beating Japan in the Asian Championships last year, so it is not as if it was completely unexpected. We were on the right track. We have a solid team now." Satyan Gyanasekaran said, "I think I would rate this as the biggest ever achievement, more than even the Commonwealth gold." Unquote. In the women's team event, India lost to Hong Kong 1-3 in the quarterfinals, while Manika Batra beat Li Ho Ching in four games. Ahika Mukherjee and Moma Das lost their matches. Moma Das pushed the match into the fifth game but eventually lost 6-11, 13-11, 11-8, 3-11, 5-11. Batra then lost to world number 13 Du Hoi Kem in straight games, 11-8, 11-8, 13-11.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.